This podcast is part of the Erotica Podcast Network, which includes the Erotica Podcast, Erotica Sci-Fi and Fantasy, Erotica Loving Wives, the Spotify podcast Erotica Taboo, and the E.P. Non-Erotic Podcast. Both the Erotica Podcast and the Erotica Taboo Podcast offer bonus episodes for as little as $2 per month. Links for everything are in the podcast description. This podcast contains mature content and is intended for an adult audience only. It contains explicit words, thoughts, and ideas. The content of all stories is fiction with any similarities to real people or events being purely coincidental. This podcast is not intended for anything but entertainment of the listener, and if you do not agree with the themes listed in the tags, please do not listen to the story. All characters engaging in sexual relationships or activities are 18 years old or older. This story was found on a free website and brought to audio form here. I did not write and take no credit for this story. Please visit the link in the comments to further support this author. How I Became the Office Slut by Wright Mark Smith. Chapter 1. In hindsight, my slow slide into being the office slut all started on my first day as an accounting consultant. I had graduated from school just 2 months earlier, and had moved to Chicago for this opportunity, as a consultant, not a slut. The firm put me and 10 others through a training program that lasted 3 weeks, and now it was time to earn some pay. The consultancy's model was to send a group on young workers on site to the client's office. We'd do the hard work, late hours and research while being supervised by a partner who would present back to the client and get the glory. There were 4 of us on this assignment, and we were going to spend many weeks on site, buried in a room far from where the regular workers were. This small room was where we'd be spending long days for weeks to come. One member of the team was as new as I was. Josh had actually been in my training class. He was tall and skinny with reddish hair and freckles. I was pretty sure that he had a crush on me. Mike had more of a football physique with thick, messy brown hair and brown eyes. He was much more extroverted and had been with the consultancy for 6 months. Finally, Phil was our day-to-day supervisor. He had been with the consultancy all 2 years, so was the clear veteran of our group. Phil was British, and a handsome, preppy type, with blonde hair and bright blue eyes. He seemed rather ambitious that I was the only girl in the group. I'm kind of the girl-next-door type, the easygoing cute girl that everybody likes. I was brought up in Topeka, where my dad's family is from. My mom's family is from Ecuador, but she became very American after moving to the US as a young woman. I am 22 years old with her short black hair, brown eyes. I'm petite at 5 feet 4 inches. I weigh 105 pounds, with, I've been told, a nice body. Most men noticed my tits, which were a perky 34C, but at work I tried not to showcase them. We were all gathered in the little conference room waiting for Steve, our managing partner, to arrive. He was to spend a few minutes with us to officially launch the project. We had arrived at 8 a.m. as we were told, but Phil had received a text a few minutes after 8 saying that Steve wouldn't make for another 30 minutes. Since we had time to kill, we made small talk. Phil suggested we go around and tell each other a bit about ourselves. Josh went first. He didn't say a lot, just where he grew up, went to school, his family. Mike was next, and he talked at length. He was sure to brag about being a natural leader, captain of the football team, editor of the school paper. He said he was used to being in charge, so it would be a big change to have to be a member of the team taking orders. I was up next and talked about growing up in Topeka, then being head of my class at State College. I mentioned I had a boyfriend I left behind who was also a lacrosse player. The next moment set things in motion I would never have expected. Mike interrupted me and asked if my boyfriend also liked to be in charge. My boyfriend had in fact been very bossy with me. He used to spank me if I flirted with another boy and sometimes made me beg to suck his cock. I had these images in my head when I hear Mike laughing loudly. Look, he did. Stephanie's boyfriend did like to take charge with her. I realized that while thinking of my boyfriend bossing me, my face had become red and Mike was calling me out. In hearing what the other guys joined Mike in laughing at me, I felt the heat radiate from my face and knew I must be beat red. So I guess you enjoy taking orders, Steph. This will work out very well. I wanted to melt into the floor. My first day out of training and I was being humiliated in front of my coworkers and new supervisor. I tried to say something but I was dizzy from embarrassment and drowned out by their laughter. Finally, Phil stepped in and told the guys to cool it. He then patronizingly noted, "Everyone is different. That's what will make us a good team." Phil told us a little about himself. He was married and had just bought a nice new house in the suburbs. Phil made it clear that he was the senior guy, and he counted on us to do whatever was needed to have the client gives us an exceeds rating at the end of our time there. He warned that there would be long hours and at times menial work. At that moment the senior partner came in. While we were all well dressed, Steve was immaculate with a blue suit and white shirt. Everyone became quiet when he walked in, which made it all the more intense when he spoke in his loud baritone tone. He looked us each in the eye, and told us how important this project was, how he was counting on us to make it a success, and would be watching to see how each of us contributed. Nobody said a word while he spoke, and while I listened intently, I found myself distracted by how polished and powerful Steve looked. He wasn't that old, perhaps still in his late 30s, but he was clearly a man who had grabbed on to everything life had to offer and taken it for himself. I wanted to make sure I worked hard and did what it took to make it to partner one day myself. Steve finally sat down and told us he wanted to see us get to work and kick off the project. Phil started to say something but Mike jumped in suddenly, looked at me and said, "Well, I think we'd all enjoy a coffee as we start off the say. Steph, would you be a dear and fetch it for us?" I figured the others would laugh or even chastise Mike, but Phil and Josh looked up at me, clearly wondering what I would do. Steve was reading emails on his phone. I felt my face redden a little and for some reason became anxious that Mike would tell Steve I like to take orders. I decided it was better that I went willingly, and got up to leave the room. As I stood, Steve mumbled without looking up at me. "Black with one sugar." I walked down the hall looking for a coffee machine filled with shame. Why was I the one getting coffee when I should be in the room talking about the project? Why did I let Michael control me like that? I walked back with the coffees determined to get my dignity back. I had expected snickers when I came in, but the men did not even look up from the discussion they were having about the project. I was going to just put the coffees on the table for everyone to get for themselves, but wanted to make sure Steve got the right one, so I brought it to him. He grunted what I assumed was a thanks, and I decided I may as well give the others theirs as well. I walked carefully over to Mike to give him the double cream he asked for, and while I walked away was shocked to feel his hand reach over and gently squeeze on my bottom. I almost reflectively reached back to shoo his hand away, but carrying three coffees I was in no position to do so. I moved away quickly towards Phil, then realized I should have said something. I felt it would be a little silly since I was now well out of his reach that I brought Phil his, then. Anxious to get back to my seat and join the discussion, I stretched across the table to give Josh his coffee. As I did so, I realized I was giving Josh and Steve a nice view of my cleavage and Phil an up-close look at my skirt stretching against my ass. I felt relieved my supervisor did not take advantage with a grope of his own, but did note Josh and Steve made no pretense of not looking down my blouse to see the ample exposure of my tits I presented to them. Steve didn't even stay long enough to finish his coffee. He smiled at us all as he wished us well in our work. I was pleased when he gave me a wink before he left, figuring it had to be good to be noticed, even if it were for being a good sport about bringing coffee. Nothing much of note happened for the rest of the day, which went until 7 p.m. I felt reassured that there was no more humiliation for me, but there was a small part of me that missed the attention a little. The next day I was actually last to arrive, even though it was still a few minutes to 8. The guys were all in our reserved room chatting, and when I walked in everyone smiled and Phil spoke up. "Stephanie, good timing. Would you be a dear and fetch us all some coffee?" I hadn't even put my purse down, and was put off by the request, but figured I shouldn't argue with my supervisor on my second day. I walked down the hall and brought back four coffees. I dropped off Phil's and was conscious of the need to not linger beside Michael as I approached with his coffee. I had not even placed the coffee on the table when I felt a light slap on my ass and realized that it was indeed Michael taking advantage again. The slap was subtle enough that I didn't want to make a scene, but I did whisper to a grinning Michael to cut it out before I gave him and Josh their coffees and scrambled back to my seat. The work we were doing all morning was clearly a grind, poring through research and summarizing details. It was only our second day, and we were already a little punchy from being locked up in this room on our own with an intimidating number of documents to analyze. Phil suggested he could take us out to lunch, and of course the rest of us eagerly agreed. It was nice to get out of the office. Phil even suggested we each have one margarita with our fajitas. We talked about what a long summer it would be with this work, and Mike piped in that they were lucky to have such a pretty girl in the group. Josh agreed enthusiastically, saying that it really helped the day go by quicker, and Phil nodded and smiled. I blushed a little but was actually flattered that the men found me so attractive. Mike, of course, couldn't resist pushing it a little further, remarking that he had passed time this morning wondering what color bra I had on under my tight blouse. I decided to ignore the comment but was surprised when Phil quickly said he bet it was blue and threw $5 on the table. Mike said he had imagined it was black and fished $5 of his own and placed it with Phil's. Josh thought carefully as he looked in his wallet, then guessed white as he also placed $5 on the table. The three of them looked at me expectantly, with Mike pushing me to show us all who the winner was. I laughed when I saw Josh looking at me with his puppy dog eyes and finally decided it wouldn't hurt to play along. I released one button on my blouse and slowly slid the blouse along one side until my bare shoulder and purple bra strap was exposed. I felt a tingle feeling the intensity of focus the three men had on the little bit of bare skin I was showing and tried to shake it off by laughing and gathering the $15 for myself that I slid the blouse back up as the waiter came with the check and Phil implored.
Love, you have to show Pedro here that beautiful shoulder, save us a little on tip.
I laughed and peeled it back again as the perplexed waiter watched. Phil was delighted, and as we walked out of the restaurant he put his arm around me and thanked me for being such a good sport. I felt happy he was so pleased and in such good spirits, and wasn't really concerned when his hand lowered to my bottom as he opened the door for me. When we got back to the office we refocused on our work, but there was a new sexually charged energy in the room. It was clear that both Josh was staring at my tits when they thought I wasn't looking, and Phil, who was sitting beside me, was stealing glances at my legs as I crossed and recrossed them in my skirt. Mike didn't try to hide that he was looking, giving me sly grins when I saw him doing so. I found it distracting, and a little arousing to have so much attention on me. A little after 7, Phil suggested we wrap up. He packed up quickly, then surprised me with a hug goodbye and a kiss on the cheek. How European, I thought as I felt my tits push against his chest. As I watched Phil leave I saw Josh also come in for a hug. He hugged me clumsily and kissed me cheek. Josh hung on a moment too long, making it even more awkward. When he finally released me I figured Mike would take his turn, and sure enough I saw him grinning at me. He motioned for me to come in for a hug and I shrugged a little and did. He pulled me close, kissed my ear and gave my ass a full grope. I gave him a slap, but I came across as more playful than angry. I turned and saw Josh staring at my bum as if he were taking notes. Walking home that night I reminded myself it was going to be a long summer and couldn't let things get out of hand, but I couldn't deny all that attention had turned me on. I masturbated almost as soon as I got home.
The next morning I wanted to make sure I cooled things down a little. I wore pants instead of a skirt, and buttoned my blouse high to make sure I was not showing any cleavage. I was first to arrive at the office and I had coffee for the others when they arrived, allowing me to outsmart Mike and his ass-grabbing. They all thanked me, but it felt a little anticlimactic after the previous morning's. It was another grind of a day. We worked the lunch in our little room. Mike had to leave early, which made it even quieter than normal. I knew Josh and Phil were still checking me out when I'd get up or just when they needed a break, but it was nothing like the day before. Finally, at one point late in the afternoon, I succumbed to boredom, and perhaps even a little insecurity. I unbuttoned two buttons on my blouse very discreetly, then got up to review something with Josh, looking over his shoulder. When he turned around, I knew he could see right down my top, and he immediately started to stammer and even redden a little. I felt the tingle of excitement of being just a little slutty, and it helped the rest of the day go a little faster. Finally, when it was time to leave, I wondered if Phil would give me a hug again. Perhaps that was just a one-time thing after a day of bonding? I watched him pack up his bag and felt a surprising amount of satisfaction when I saw he did indeed want a hug. I fell into his arms a bit too needily, and did not mind when he took advantage and gave my ass cheek a generous squeeze. When Phil left, Josh of course wanted his turn, and although I kept a bit more distance for the hug, he reached greedily to grope both ass cheeks. I pushed his hands away and told him to behave. He apologized, but I could see from the tent in his pants that he was excited to have had the chance to cop a feel. The next morning I spent a little extra time choosing the right outfit. I did not want to be too sexy, but I had decided the work was more fun when I could turn heads a little. I chose a beige skirt that cleared my knees by a good amount, and a bright red top that was an attention getter. I left three buttons undone, showing just enough to get imaginations running. I could feel the eyes on me as I climbed the stairs on the subway on the way to work, and still felt the excitement when I got to the room. The guys were all there, and their eyes all widened when I arrived. Mike let out a whistle and Josh's mouth literally dropped. I laughed, and without being asked said I would fetch them all coffee. When I returned there was a palpable tension in the air. As I brought Phil his coffee, he openly enjoyed looking at my tits while my other two colleagues both checked out my legs. When I walked around between Mike and Josh to drop off their coffees, I had expected Mike to grab my ass, but I was taken aback when Josh and Mike both reached over to grope the nearest ass cheek. I looked down at Mike, who was grinning like the cat who ate the canary. I couldn't help but smile back, then simply laughed and wiggled away, telling them not to get too worked up because it was going to be a long day. And it was a long day as we all got to our charts and analysis. I was having a hard time completing focusing on my work because I realized my skirt was shorter than I thought. When I was sitting, I was exposing a lot of leg, and this in turn clearly distracted Phil sitting beside me. Across the table, whether it was the bright red blouse or the recent memory of feeling me up, Josh and Mike seemed to be staring even more than usual. Josh and Phil stayed well behaved, but Mike twice brought up his need to know what color my panties were. I made it clear he had no chance of finding out, but that didn't seem to dissuade him. At the end of the day, it was clear we were all pretty burnt out. Except for small breaks, we had been sitting in the room all day, all of us with our heads down crunching numbers. I was hoping Phil might soon speak up and say it was time to call it a day, but instead Mike again said he really wanted to know what color panties I had on under my skirt. I laughed at his persistence, then said that if he were really serious about wanting to know, they would have make bets like they did last time. Josh quickly threw $5 on the table and chose black, while Mike started to look through his wallet. I told them this was for panties, so the bet needed to be much higher. I reminded them if none of them guessed correctly, I would get the cash. I felt my heart beat faster with the realization I might actually show my colleagues my panties. Mike looked me in the eye and placed $20 on the table, which was quickly matched by Josh and Phil. Phil chose red, Mike chose beige. I realized that Mike must have seen down my top and noticed my bra was beige. I certainly didn't want to see the smug look on his face when he was proven right, so I thought I could get away with showing just a little of the frills on the side that were white. I stood up, and noticed my hands were actually shaking a little. I pulled the skirt up, exposing all of my leg on the side Phil was closest to, until a little of the sides of my panties were exposed. "White," I said, then let the skirt drop as I gathered up the bills. "Wait, wait," said Mike. "I couldn't even see from this angle. And you have to show the panties, not just the frills." I rolled my eyes and protested, but could see the other boys nodding in agreement. "Show us, Stephanie," Mike said firmly. I shook a little but realized I couldn't very well refuse to show them now, so I reluctantly turned so my ass faced Josh and Mike. As I lifted the skirt slowly and felt six eyes burning into my backside, I realized the panties I was wearing were actually quite small. I was about to expose most of my ass to the three men I would be working with for weeks to come. Why was I even doing this? I slowly lifted it more, and hearing soft gasps knew some of my bottom was now showing. I have a pert bottom and I knew they would all enjoy getting a good look. Finally, I had it hiked up enough so they could all see my beige panties covering half of my left ass cheek. Mike cheered and bent in for a closer look, but I dropped it and spoiled his fun. I threw the money back towards him, and he mocked me by saying I could keep it if I would just give him the panties. I laughed and told him it would cost a lot more than that. Josh then surprised everyone by saying he'd pay $200 and tossing the money on the table. I started to protest, but Mike followed up by saying I could also keep the $1.60. Although it was expensive in Chicago and it certainly wouldn't hurt, I didn't really need the money. Somehow, however, I found the offer to be very exciting. I was being offered $260 just to hand over my old panties. I shook my head and started to protest. I felt my face redden as I felt how inappropriate this was, and the three men stared at me hungrily. When Josh pleaded, I bit my lower lip and Mike pushed harder, telling me he'd throw in another $40 to make it $300 just for my panties. I squirmed as I realized I was seriously considering their pleas. I looked at Mike, who firmly told I had to step up and do it for them. I turned to Phil, who simply nodded, looking down at my skirt. In one moment, decided to go for it. It made me feel so special to have three men so desperate that I felt I couldn't disappoint them. I nodded, lowered my eyes, and quickly Josh and Mike threw the additional money on the table. I let out a breath, then put my hands under my skirt and started to peel my panties over my ass. I was showing a lot of skin, but was careful not to expose too much as I removed my panties in front of my three colleagues. The three men buzzed excitedly as I pulled them past my skirt. I stumbled slightly as I lowered the panties past my knees and Phil put his arm around me to steady me. Finally, I bent down to take them over my shoes, then feeling rather ashamed, I handed them to Josh, unable to look him in the eyes. Mike gave him a high five, then demanded to at least see them for the $100 he pitched in.
"They're soaking,"
Mike said as he held the panties up like a trophy.
"Wow, Steph, you really do enjoy taking instruction, don't you?"
I said nothing, and could feel the heat coming from my face. Somehow I both knew this was a huge mistake, but I shared in the exhilaration of the room at the same time. Mike handed my panties back to Josh and motioned to me to come to him.
"You're a good girl, Steph, I'm only teasing."
I walked to him slowly and he took me in his arms. Mike hugged me, feeling up my ass through my skirt, but in a friendly way. I could feel he was excited, which worried me a little, but he packed up, gave me a wink and left. Josh was next. After packing his bag, placing my panties carefully on top of everything else, he gave me an eager embrace. Josh was sure to squeeze my ass through my skirt as well before he left. I felt a bit more relaxed now with just Phil there and asked him if he also wanted a hug before he went home to the wife. He said he'd head down with me and take his hug in the elevator. As we left the room and turned out the lights, Phil actually took my hand and led me down the hall. I felt quite safe with him. When we got in the elevator, he did not press a button, but instead moved in close, took me in his arms and kissed me on the lips. He then whispered in my ear that he needed me to turn and lift the back of my skirt for him. He even took my hands and placed them on the hem of my skirt. It felt like I was watching myself as I instinctively followed his instruction. I turned and lifted my skirt as I was told, so my ass was now bare for him. Phil told me I was such a good girl as he bent me forward, took my hands and placed them on the wall. Phil palmed my proffered ass, pulling the cheeks apart gently. Suddenly he smacked one cheek hard. I started and stood upright, and Phil brusquely told me to bend forward and put my hands back on the wall. Phil lifted my skirt again and spanked me hard several times. It was much harder than my boyfriend had spanked me, but I managed to stay bent over with my ass raised for him. I looked over my shoulder and saw Phil smiling down at me. He stroked my sore ass and pressed the button for the ground floor.
"This can be our secret,"
Phil whispered to me as his hand ran along my red ass cheeks, then teasingly along my ass crack. The elevator doors opened and Phil pulled his hand away, turned and walked through the lobby, his dress shoes clicking on the floor. I realized that I had my bare ass facing the security guards in the lobby, and suddenly imagined that they might have seen it all on their video cameras. I knew I should feel completely used and humiliated, and I did a little. But as I stood and let my skirt fall, my most intense thought was whether I could get away with stoking myself to orgasm on the taxi ride home.
Chapter 2.
I knew I had to reassert control over the situation. While I had to admit it had been exciting to get this much attention from all the men I had been working with, things had progressed so quickly. On occasion, it might be okay to be a little naughty, but I had to set parameters. I arrived to our isolated little room at work a few minutes early, but found I was still the last to arrive. I started my well-rehearsed speech, telling them that the first days working with them had been a lot of fun, but there had to be some rules and boundaries in place. I swallowed hard, uncomfortable asserting myself like this, and started to go through the rules I had written out, but was quickly interrupted by Mike.
"I understand, Steph, we were talking about the same thing and we want you to be comfortable."
I was taken aback, since Mike had been far from a beacon of political correctness from the moment I met him. I was also somehow pleased that they were all talking about me, Mike continued.
"First, let's agree that we never tell others about anything we get up to here on this assignment."
That seemed very reasonable, and although I worried, it left the door open for more to go on. I nodded.
"Second, let's agree that after Steph is finished bringing around our coffee for us in the morning, her ass is off limits to groping until the afternoon."
Well, that certainly wasn't on my list, and I started to interject, but Josh spoke first.
"Okay, but Steph should have to wear skirts."
My first thought was that I had worn skirts every day but one, then I realized that I shouldn't be told what to wear.
"Agreed," Mike said firmly. "Steph, skirts only from now on."
Phil now jumped in.
"We should have a bet every day on what panties Steph is wearing. She shows us at lunch, and if she stumps us, she collects the money."
I should have stopped this right away, but for some reason my mind drifted to what color panties might be hard to guess and how much money I might collect in a week.
"Nice," said Mike. "And goodbye hugs?"
Josh implored, looking at Mike.
"Right, big hugs and kisses for everyone before you leave, Steph."
The mood was very light in the room, and instead of pushing back, I rolled my eyes and laughed with them. I thought I could now tell them some of the rules I had written down, but Phil clapped his hands suddenly.
"Right then, let's get to work. Steve is expecting us to show him we're on top of this. But first, Steph, you're late fetching the coffee."
I paused, somehow knowing that my next move would make my path forward clear. I wanted to break the cycle, but I saw Josh's pleading eyes, Mike's smirk, and especially my supervisor's expectant stare,
and I felt compelled not to disappoint them when I returned with coffee for everyone. There was no longer any discreetness about their grabbing my ass. Phil was first, familiarly running his hand up and down my bottom while I paused by him and placed his coffee on the table. Josh was next squeezing my ass brusquely. Finally I came to Michael, who had a big grin on his face. He thanked me for the coffee as he ran his hand up my leg and gave my ass cheek a squeeze under my skirt. I pulled away and shrieked his name, but the boys just laughed. I shook my head and wagged my finger at him, but realized that it was highly unlikely I had scared him off of trying again. We finally settled down to work. The boys actually seemed to settle down a little as they got back into the grind. Late in the morning I grew bored and allowed my skirt to raise quite a bit as I crossed my legs. Phil took notice, staring openly and giving me a little smile. I smiled back, then looked down and brushed my skirt as if to lower it, but actually leaving my leg very exposed to him. As lunch approached we were debating what to order in, when Josh cut in and said we should get the panties bed out of the way first. I didn't bother to object, I simply went quiet, as if it was possible they might forget the idea and move on. Instead Phil put money on the table and claimed red. Josh matched the bet taking white. They all looked at Mike who put his hands on the table and paused dramatically. He announced that he was very confident that he knew what color my little panties were today and offered me a bet. He would pay $200 if he was wrong, but I would have to give him my panties if he was right. Of course I couldn't give up my panties. I still had to work many more hours, and besides I had promised myself I would get these antics under control. Instead of saying this, however, I protested that I had been paid $300 for my panties last night. Mike smirked and said simply, "Fine, Stephanie, then we have a deal at $300? I realized I had backed myself into a corner. I was going to protest that I had been paid outright yesterday, but knew the boys were all excited by the bet I had negotiated. "Yes, I mean, but you would have to get the color right, or you owe me $300. Mike took out $300 and paid it on the table near me, then matched the now secondary bet with the other boys. "Black," Mike said simply. I felt the color run from my face. How did he know? What was I going to do now? I looked at my colleagues and saw them all looking back at me, down at my skirt excitedly. I turned away from them as if from the firing squad, then bent over a little and slowly raised my skirt until I exposed my black color panties. Save for the small fabric, I was basically mooning Mike and Josh, and it occurred to me that anyone watching would think I was a stripper for hire. Mike let out a yelp that I thought might result in someone coming to check on us. I quickly lowered my skirt. As I turned back, I saw Mike gathering all the cash on the table and telling me he was ready for his winnings. I felt lightheaded and wondered if I would faint. I heard myself insist that I wait until the end of the day to give him my panties, but Mike taunted that he won the bet, and it was time to pay. The room suddenly felt oppressive, yet I felt the familiar sexual tension and realized I was wet again. Why did this arouse me? What was wrong with me? Somehow in my head I decided it was best to remove my panties to avoid later having to hand them to Mike soaking wet. Without saying anything further I hiked my skirt. I was not so careful this time to avoid exposing anything. I simply pulled down my panties with my thumbs, then stepped out of them while the boys cheered. I handed them to Mike with my eyes lowered. I truly felt ashamed, even if it was exciting to be pleasing the boys this much. Mike surprised me when he did not raise the panties and cheer, but instead walked over to me, and took me in his arms. I fell into his chest, and he stroked my back telling me what a brave girl I was. Even when he reached down and squeezed my bottom it seemed reassuring. I felt like Mike respected me and wanted to make sure I didn't feel badly. I noticed he was hard but did not pull away. Instead I lost myself in the moment. Finally Phil cleared his throat and reminded us we had work to do. Phil in fact had a lunch meeting he needed to attend with one of the clients in the office so he excused himself and told us to behave. During lunch and afterwards the dynamic had become rather awkward. Whenever Josh stood I could see a tent in his pants but I pretended not to notice. I tried to work but I couldn't stop the images and thoughts in my head. I was now sitting across from the boys wearing no panties, something they were all too aware of. I thought I could smell my wetness and was sure they must as well. I flashed back to pulling my panties down, to Mike fondling my bottom, and to the hard spanking that Phil had given me the night before. I squirmed in my seat. I didn't dare look at Mike or Josh as I was sure they would be looking back at me, their eyes making it clear they knew I was a slut. It was dead quiet in the room. At one point Josh dropped a pen and bent under the table to get it. I was very aware that he was hoping to look up my skirt. A part of me wanted to open my legs just a little and give him a real thrill, but I stayed demure, even while I felt heat rising to my face at the idea of him studying my legs, praying for a glimpse of my now very wet pussy. Perhaps he could actually see a little if he was at the right angle. As Josh got up Mike finally broke the silence.
"No luck then, Josh?"
Josh stammered a little and I decided to let him off the hook.
"I have to say I'm not getting much done this afternoon."
Mike laughed and shot back.
"Nobody is. The idea of you sitting there in your seat nearly nude and likely soaking wet is incredibly distracting."
I wriggled a little as I felt just how wet I was.
"I'm not nearly nude,"
I protested. Mike pushed.
"Just give us a little look, Stephanie. You know we're going to see it eventually."
Of course I rejected his plea even while Josh echoed it, although I did not deny the eventuality of them seeing me. They had, after all, already seen my mostly bare ass.
"At least a nipple flash then," Josh begged. "I'm not going to just show you my nipple, Josh."
Mike refused to let it going, saying that he could pay if needed. I felt offended and made it clear it wasn't about the money, but this only encouraged the two of them.
"Just a little nipple flash, Stephanie.
though we can get back to work. Do it for us.
I bit my lower lip. The whole situation was insane. Where was this all headed?
Somehow though, looking at the two of them with their eyes pleading and full of desire, I considered giving them a quick look. Phil walked in suddenly and the tension in the room was palpable.
Everything okay?
He inquired brusquely. I was sure Mike would tell him what had happened, or what was about to happen, but instead he simply responded that everything was good. Phil settled in and we worked in silence again for a while. Mike shot me stares from across the table, and at one point when Phil was not looking I stuck my tongue out at him.
Mike, do you have that report done? We need to show Steve.
Phil asked.
Not yet.
Mike responded meekly. It was the first time I had seen him less than cocky.
Not good, Phil remarked. Steph, where are you at?
I stumbled through an answer that made it clear I was not very far along at all. Phil, looking very serious, gave a speech telling us that while it was great to play hard, that also had to include working hard. He told Mike and Josh they could head home, and made it clear they would be working on the weekend to catch up. Mike and Josh looked downcast as they packed up and Phil lightened the mood a little.
Cheer up, chaps, nothing a bit of hard work can't fix. And you still get to say goodbye to Stephanie.
I was a little unclear why I wasn't being excused, but Phil had made sure we knew that the rule that everyone gets a kiss from Stephanie before they leave would apply. I got up to play my role. I felt a little bad for my contribution to us failing behind on our work. Josh was first, eager as always. He pulled me tight towards, kissed me hard on the lips as he mauled my bottom. I didn't protest, I just let him finish. Mike approached slowly and gave me a wink. I felt glad he was not upset. He moved in close, grabbed some hair on the back of my head and kissed me deeply, his tongue probing my mouth. I had not expected this, but he was definitely a good kisser. Mike reached back with his other hand, pulled up my skirt and groped my ass. I knew Phil could see my bare bottom as he did this, but figured it was nothing he hadn't seen before. Finally, Mike released me, and nodded with a little smirk on his face. I stuck out my tongue and gave him a quick extra kiss. When the two of them left, I stood looking at Phil, who was seated, writing something. I wasn't sure what to say, so I stood there awkwardly. Finally, he looked up, stared me in the eyes and said,
"So I suppose you're expecting another spanking?"
It had crossed my mind and I nodded dumbly.
"You'd like that, wouldn't you? Tell me that you'd like me to spank you."
I answered hesitantly.
"Yes, I would. Please do spank me, Phil."
Phil motioned for me to come to him, and I did. He then indicated I should turn so my ass would face him. I did as I was told, then without being asked bent forward and raised my skirt. My bare ass was now presented to him, inches from his face. I felt like I had never done anything so naughty and was literally dripping as I awaited my spanking. Phil did nothing for some time as I stayed bent forward for him. When he finally touched my ass, I shivered involuntarily. I felt like I had never been so aroused. Phil ran a finger along my inner thigh, one side then the other. I wriggled my ass trying to get him to touch my pussy, but he lightly brushed it, then ran his fingers along my ass crack. I heard myself whimpering as he teased me again with the lightest touch. Finally, when he stroked my clit ever so softly, I pushed back on him and felt a finger go inside me. Phil chuckled quietly as I rode his finger desperately, bringing myself to one orgasm, then another. I imagined what he must think of me. Just a few days ago I had met him in this office as a shiny new recruit, and now he had me bucking desperately on his finger. He stuck in two more fingers and they slid in easily.
I need to head home to the wife.
But I know Steve will be very impressed with your progress. I immediately came again, as I tightened myself on his fingers and moaned loudly. As I slowed my rhythm, Phil removed his fingers, slapped my ass playfully, then wiped his hands on my skirt before leaving me alone in the room. I closed my eyes and wondered what tomorrow would bring.
Chapter 3.
The night after my boss had finger-fucked me to an easy orgasm in the office, I got very little sleep. There was part of me that really enjoyed this dynamic, even craved it, but another part of me knew it was wrong. It was certainly not what I had intended for the start of my career. I spent the night with thoughts and ideas running through my head. I was either worrying about what my fourth day would be like at work, how I would respond to the boys after having made it clear my panties were up for grabs, or I was masturbating at the thoughts of different scenarios. Sometimes I did both at the same time. The next morning I dressed in something pretty but not outrageously sexy, consistent with my uncertainty. A blue pleated skirt that fell above my knees, a white blouse and short heels. I was exhausted when I arrived at work, but I made it in on time. I was surprised to see all three of my male colleagues were already there, seated at the table. I quickly learned that any pretense of normalcy in our relationship was over.
"Morning, Steph," Phil said. "We've been talking about how to handle our situation. Why don't you fetch us all a coffee, then we can tell you how we'll proceed."
In my walk down the hall to get them coffees, I felt my blood begin to boil. What was meant to be in fun now defined me. I had wanted to be taken seriously, and now it was clear this was not going to happen. As I poured each cup, I started to calm myself. I knew deep inside that I liked to be told what to do. Phil was going to tell me how this was going to work going forward. The rules would be clear, and I was confident that with clear guidelines I would make everyone happy. I had always been a pleaser, and I supposed I should accept that. I needed to turn that desire into a strength rather than fight against it. The idea of giving in somehow released a weight off of me. As I walked back to the room with the coffees, I began to felt somehow elated. I felt like this could be great if I really let go and committed myself. I started by serving Mike. I was ready to accept whatever they had in mind and knew he would push me. As I expected, he took the opportunity to reach up my skirt. Mike looked right up at me as if awaiting a reprimand, but I said nothing. Mike allowed his hand to go under my silk panties and his fingers stroked my ass crack before he gave my bum a robust squeeze. I kept my eyes down and nodded slightly, almost as if thanking him, then moved to Josh's. Always Josh was watching me very closely, and I was sure he took notice of my complete lack of protest when Mike had groped me. Josh was no smoothie, and as I placed his coffee in front of him, he hiked my skirt in a jerk and tucked it into my little panties. I jumped a little and almost instinctively protested but stopped myself. I looked in the corner of my eye to see if Phil would put a stop to this, but he watched and said nothing. My bum was now exposed to the room except for the little my panties covered, and Josh palmed both cheeks. I waited for him to pause before I moved quietly to Phil. As I placed Phil's coffee on the table, he patted my ass softly and said, "I don't think you're going to have a problem with how we'll handle this going forward, Steph." I listened, my head staying down, standing in front of my boss with my skirt tucked into my panties. As I've said before, it's fine to play hard as long as we work hard. I'm going to set clear boundaries on when play time is and when work time is. Mike and Josh have agreed to take more than their fair share of the work, since you take such a disproportionate share of the play. I continued looking down but smiled appreciatively at this. Philip clearly realized that the situation was not easy for me, and he had clearly spent some time thinking about how to deal with it. Going forward, Stephanie, we'll have 3 times designated each day for our play, first thing when you arrive, lunchtime, and at the end of the day. Phil paused as if for effect, and his hand touched my inner thigh. I shivered but of course let his hand wander even as it slowly rose up my leg. Mike and Josh intently watched his hand as it finally touched my panties. Phil ever so lightly stroked my clit through my fabric. I tried to stifle my moan, and Phil finally continued outlining the new rules. "Now your role during the playtime will be to lighten the mood, Steph, to make everyone happy. Do you think you can handle that?" My heart beat ever so quickly at the implications and Phil's continued soft strokes. I nodded, my head remaining down. Michael spoke up. "Say it, Steph." I looked up, unsure at first, then realized what he wanted. "Yes, I can handle that." There was silence for a long moment, then my own words made it clear to everyone that I had completely accepted my role. "Thank you." Mike laughed, a little playfully, a little cruelly. "You're very welcome, Stephanie. I know you're going to become a very good plaything." I felt a brief flash of anger, but it was overwhelmed by excitement. I realized I was now very wet as Phil's finger brushed a bit of my swollen pussy lips. I tried again to stifle a moan but knew I was not successful. "Good girl," Phil said. "Now Josh mentioned that he was very eager to see your nipples but you refused to show them. Why don't you show us now, then we can get down to work?" Phil stopped stroking and I resisted the urge to push my ass back and find his finger. My hands shook a little as I did what they all knew I would do, slowly unbutton my blouse so I could expose my tits to my 3 colleagues. "That's much better, Steph," Josh said, clearly excited. "Can you come closer?" I wanted to stay next to Phil, but did as I was told and moved beside Josh. He wasted no time in putting his hand around my leg and stroking my clit. He was rougher than Phil had been, but it still felt exciting to be played with in front of everyone. I undid the last of my buttons, then reached back to unclasp my bra. I pulled it away without ceremony and bent forward slightly to ensure Josh got a good look. As I did this, Josh's finger pushed into me a little and I gasped. Mike, of course, asked for a better look, so I took a few steps towards him and bent forward so he could enjoy. Mike looked me right in the eyes as if to tell me he had won. We had, after all, just 3 days ago been in a sort of competition, but now I stood before him, presenting my tits to him, while my ass was exposed to the 2 other men in the room. Mike reached up and tweaked one nipple, causing me to squeal. "Such a good little plaything." Phil decided this was the end of morning playtime and told us it was time to get back to work. Mike and Josh seemed to take the instruction very seriously. They must have come to clear arrangements before I arrived. I was left to straighten my clothing, then excuse myself to the restroom to try to calm myself down. When I returned to the room, everyone was hard at work. I tried to do the same, but was very distracted. Things had progressed so quickly this morning I was anxious. Anxious, but quite excited about what might happen at lunch. Everywhere I looked were the men who had taken advantage of me this morning, and I knew would do so again in just a few hours. Although I would occasionally see Josh or Mike look up at me with a smirk, the boys all generally seemed so focused on their work. I felt a strange craving for their attention. When lunch finally came, I was grateful, and it was clear Josh and Mike were as well. Phil took the floor and laid out for me and the group how we would use the midday playtime. "When you work hard, you build up a lot of stress. We need lunch hour to be a chance to relieve all of that. Steph, this will be your role. Since you're new at this, we'll start off slowly. I found a small closet just down the hall where you can relieve us one after the other. You'll only be expected to use your hand unless I say otherwise." I blinked as I absorbed what I was hearing. I was expected to go and give handjobs to all my colleagues, one after the other. And this was a slow start, Phil continued. "Boys, I expect you to follow the rules just as I expect Steph to. Are we clear?" Josh and Mike nodded eagerly. "Right then. I'll go first. I'm anxious to see how you do, Stephanie." Phil stepped towards the door, evidently expecting me to follow him. Although I had committed myself to being all in, even though I actually felt excitement around the idea of pleasing Philip like this, I knew this was a real decision point for me. How far was I really willing to go? While I pondered this, I realized that I was already following him out the door. Mike was cheering as I went. "This is it," I thought, "the moment I officially become the office slut." Phil led me down the hall and, after looking around, opened the door to a closet door I had never noticed. I followed him in quickly, not wanting anyone to walk by and see where I was going. The room was spartan with some old boxed files that seemed forgotten and an old office lamp. There was room for the two of us, but not much more. Phil assured me that nobody ever came by as he shut the door. As he looked down into my eyes, I thought he looked rather like a wolf, or perhaps I felt like a lost lamb. "Kneel for me, Steph." Phil said this as if it were a natural thing to ask a friend or colleague. I hesitated just a moment, then knelt before him tentatively. Phil unzipped his pants and proceeded to pull out his semi-erect cock while explaining to me that the rules that apply to the team do not apply to him. "That said, I have a wife. I won't be fucking you, Stephanie." I was unsure if he were explaining or apologizing. "I would like to see how you can please me with a nice slow blow job, though." The words played back in my head as I grabbed his cock and wrapped my lips around it. Phil became hard immediately, and I very much wanted to please him. I took it deep in my throat, careful not to get any teeth on it. I knew my boyfriend loved the blowjobs I gave him, so I was confident I could make Philip happy. I took his direction and went very slow. I could tell this was driving him crazy and assumed he liked that feeling. Suddenly Phil grabbed the hair on the back of my head and thrust forward. He pushed in and out of my mouth again and again as I tried not to choke. I looked up, wondering how long I could take him fucking my mouth, and saw him close his eyes with a deep, muffled groan. Suddenly he shot his load into my mouth and down my throat as he pulled my hair even harder. I tried desperately to swallow all he gave me until finally he stopped shooting and pulled himself out. I looked up at him while he zipped up his pants, hoping for some praise. Phil looked down, patted me on the head and told me I did well. He told me he needed to run but I should stay there. He'd send Josh in.at first. I stayed on my knees, rather in a daze, but I got up and tried to gather myself. I knew I shouldn't like it, but it had turned me on to be used like that, and I was happy to have pleased Phil in my first try. Josh came in looking very excited and a little nervous. He pressed up against me in the small space and kissed me greedily. I accepted his tongue and wondered if he could taste Philip. I could feel Josh was already hard, and when he took my hand and placed it on the tent in his pants, I knew what he wanted. I unzipped his pants and pulled out his larger than expected cock. It had been a while since I had given a hand job, but I knew Josh would be easy to please. I spit on my hand and started to stroke him. Josh kissed me a little, but his breathing quickly became heavy and he pulled away. I kept stroking even though it seemed he wanted to slow down. I wanted him to shoot for me. He reached over and squeezed my tit through my blouse, then came all over the floor. I looked at Josh pleased with myself, and he thanked me. I could see he was very grateful, and I kissed him on the cheek as if to dismiss him. He told me he couldn't wait until next time, kissed me on the lips while giving my bum a squeeze, then left. I felt a little hot now and wiped beads of sweat from my brow. I didn't want Mike to have to see cum on the floor, so I took a paper from the files, knelt and wiped it up the best I could. Mike came in with a flourish, shutting the door quickly. I started to get up, but he was very directive. "No, you stay down there, Steph." I did as I was told, setting the sticky paper aside and looking up on him on all fours. "Good girl. Now take off your blouse for me." I wondered if I should have removed my clothing for the others as I unbuttoned my top. I removed my bra without being told and pushed up my tits for Mike to see. "Oh, Steph, I knew you were a little slut from the first time I saw you. Pinch your nipples for me." I pinched them, which made them even more erect than they already were. Mike pulled out his cock, smaller than Josh's but thicker, and started to stroke himself. "Tell me what a little slut you are, Stephanie." I didn't hesitate, letting the words flow. "Michael, I'm your little slut. Thank you for letting me serve you and your cock. I very much want to please you." I could see Michael getting harder as he instructed. "Play with yourself?" I awkwardly shifted so I was sitting on my ass, then lifted my skirt and put my hand under my panties. I stroked myself with two fingers. "Please, Michael, please let me see you come." Michael moved closer, standing over me with his cock inches away. "Oh, don't worry, little one, you'll get a good look." He stroked faster, and I heard him breathing as he watched me stroke myself. I was soaking wet and knew he could hear that. Suddenly Mike tensed, and he aimed his cock at my face. I closed my eyes as the first drop hit my cheek, and felt several splashes on my eyes and mouth before he finished. I had fantasized about my boyfriend doing this, but Mike was the first to give me a facial. As I wiped the cum from one eye and opened them, I saw that Mike had his camera out and was taking pictures. I started to protest, then realized I should not. "Oh, we're going to have a lot of fun this summer, Steph," he teased. "I'll leave you to clean up." As Mike left, I stayed alone on the ground, wiping my face with the same paper I'd cleaned the floor with. I wondered if I had time for a snack before break time was over. First, I needed to clean up to look fresh for the afternoon, especially since Steve would be dropping by later. Chapter 4. The afternoon went by agonizingly slowly. My boss, Phil, seemed intent on getting some rail work done before Steve, the big boss, arrived later in the afternoon. The three boys were clearly distracted by the fun they has each had with me at lunchtime, but they were now trying hard to stay focused and show some business results. I was not really expected to contribute in this way anymore. My role as office slut was now rather official, and there seemed to be an understanding that I would be reserved as a plaything. I sat quietly, a little away from everyone. I was also trying not to think about all the day's adventures so my panties could dry a little. At mid-afternoon, Phil said they did not have time for a real break, but that he would allow each of them a 60-second kiss with me just to clear their minds. Phil instructed me to sit in each of their laps, one after the other, and give it my all. I was happy to be of use. I sat in Josh's lap first. Phil gave a go command, and I pushed my lips against his. Josh immediately ran his hand up my leg and under my panties, inserting a finger into me. It came as a bit of a shock, although I should have known that there would no longer be much discretion. Josh was clumsy, but it felt good. I whimpered a little as we kissed, and the 60 seconds went by quickly. I was a little shaken as I got up. I had come a long way in less than a week, but the experience of having my colleagues watching me be penetrated was still unsettling. As I walked the few steps to Mike, I saw him leering at me, then when I looked in his lap I saw his hand in it, with two fingers raised. I knew what he wanted. I took a deep breath then lifted my skirt, slid my panties to the side and slowly lowered myself onto his fingers. Phil started the clock but Mike just looked into my eyes for the first 30 seconds while moving his fingers in a circular motion that made me bite my lip and moan. The physical and psychological feeling was intense. Finally he kissed me hard and I kissed him back as passionately as I could. Phil again called time. And my heart was beating so fast. I lifted myself from Mike's finger slowly. Things had gone so far so fast, and I had no idea what Phil had planned for me. I made my way over, disheveled and clearly used. Phil simply slapped me on my ass lightly and firmly instructed. Get yourself together. Steve will be here before 5 p.m. I nodded, feeling a little ashamed for looking like such a slut, even though I was only following what I had been told to do. I excused myself to the bathroom and made myself presentable. When I returned, the boys were all back at work. I sat quietly on the side away from them and waited. I really didn't know what to expect with Steve. Did he know I was now the office plaything? Would I be expected to service him? Regardless, I wanted to make Phil proud, so I was prepared to play whatever role was needed. With nobody to talk to and nothing to do, I tried to meditate so I would stop thinking about Steve. I succeeded in zoning out for what seemed like a moment when suddenly Phil looked at a text on his phone and said, Steve's on his way up. The boys got ready and Steve strolled in moments later. He seemed every inch a leader, completely confident, and expecting everyone to be on their game for him. Steve briskly shook everyone's hands, including mine. He eyed me up and down momentarily, but if he knew my new role, he did not make it obvious. Phil led a discussion of the project, including where they were at, key challenges, and next steps. A couple of days earlier, I would have been completely engaged and participating, but now I jiggled my leg anxiously for them to finish. I realized I hoped I would have my chance to impress Steve when they were finished, to serve him. When the conversation finally finished, Steve again shook the boys' hands and congratulated them on the good work. He then turned to me and said, Come with me, Steph. With no further ceremony, Steve started to leave the room. I rose quickly and followed him. I realized I was biting my lip as we walked down the hall. After I followed him into the closet, Steve shut the door and turned to look me in the eyes. He was a little taller than me, but at that moment I looked up at him and felt that he was larger than life. He nodded the slightest nod and I started to unbutton my top. He watched, never taking his eyes off me as I removed my blouse and then reached to unzip my skirt. Slowly. He said softly. I slowed my motions as I unzipped, then lowered my skirt for him. He held up a hand motioning for me to stop and looked me up and down. I fidgeted slightly and could feel myself getting wet just from his stare. He motioned for me to turn around with a wave of his hand, and when I did, he stared at my backside while I stayed staring ahead in my bra and panties. I found it excruciating to have him admire me like this without being able to please him. Steve grabbed me from behind and started kissing my neck. I hear myself make a guttural sound of pleasure from his touch. He put one hand in my panties with the other hand grabbing my tits. I felt myself dripping wet on his fingers and started begging him to fuck me. I had never begged a man like this before, but the words came out quickly as I pleaded with him. Steve continued to go slow. He unzipped his pants then made me get down on my knees and suck his cock and touch myself at the same time. I did as I was told, still hoping that he would fuck me soon. Once he thought I did a good enough job, Steve removed my bra and panties, lifted me up so I was sitting on a box, and he finally started fucking me. It felt so good to finally be fucked like this as he took his time pushing in and out of me. All at once I realized how much I miss being fucked well, how everything felt right when a man who knew how to handle me was inside me. Steve told me to put my hair in a high ponytail. I was confused by the request, but of course wanted to please him, so I did as I was told, even though every instinct was to close my eyes and ride his cock. I started to tell him again I was happy to please him. He told me to continue talking, so I told him I was his dirty slut, and he can do whatever he wants to do to me. Steve's eyes lit up a little, and he told me to bend over the box. I thought he was just gonna fuck me from behind, but he rubbed his cock in my wetness then pushed it into my ass. I had only done this a few times, so it caught me by surprise, but he was in full control of me. He took my messy ponytail in his hand and started spanking my ass. It all hurt, but I just wanted more. For a moment I thought about somebody hearing his slaps and my moans, but it was so hot I completely lost myself. Steve grabbed my hand and guided it so I could massage my clit, and I came intensely with his cock in my ass and my own hand touching myself. Steve was about to come too, so he pulled out and took off his condom to come all over my face and tits. I did my job of licking his cock clean of cum as he stroked my red ass and told me what a good slut I was. Steve told me he had been very impressed by our one by one and that he had many plans for me. I promised I would do whatever it took, and we both knew I really meant it. The end. This podcast is part of the Erotica Podcast Network. Please visit our other podcasts. Their links are in the description of this episode. Both the Erotica Podcast and the Erotica Taboo Podcast offer bonus episodes for as little as $2 per month. Thank you for listening.